Governor Jay Inslee made one of his first public appearances since his inauguration at a breakfast for the Capital Land Trust in Olympia today. Several hundred people gathered for the conservation group's annual breakfast. Ashley Ahern reports the governor wanted to talk about climate change.
Governor Inslee took the stage to a standing applause.
I'm going to make sure that the state capitol and our legislature and the executive branch defeats climate change so we can protect these precious biological resources that we have.
The governor went on to say that climate change comes with real costs, and he gave some examples. More money will be spent fighting wildfires during his administration. Global CO2 emissions are making the world's oceans more corrosive, especially in Puget Sound. That's causing some Washington state shellfish growers to move their hatchery operations outside the state. The governor also said that the warming climate will lead to decreased snowpack, and that will present a threat to irrigation for agriculture. So how does one defeat climate change? One widely accepted approach is to put a price on CO2 emissions, either in the form of a tax, as British Columbia has done, or a cap-and-trade system, as they've done in California. But when asked if he would put a price on carbon or cap on carbon emissions during his administration, Inslee said it's not on the table right now.
We don't have any immediate plans for any price or cost like that, but we do have plans to make sure that we help businesses and residences get access to clean energy.
The governor said he'll be focusing his efforts instead on promoting investment in clean energy research and development. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.